KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with Weird Al Yankovic, cultural icon and the best-selling comedy recording artist of all time. And he's not only the king of song parodies, but a master accordion player as well. So we're very curious to hear about the songs he selected as part of KCRW's guest DJ project.
You seem surprised that I'm here. We're here with Weird Al Yankovic. What?
Wait a minute. How did that happen? Well, Al, I want to thank you so much for coming down.
Well, my pleasure.
Well, what's the first song you got for us?
Oh, well, let's start with a little song called Test of Love and Sex. It's by a group called Fun with Animals.
Okay.
It was a fairly obscure single back in my college radio days. Fun with Animals is song for song one of my favorite groups, and one of the reasons for that is they only ever did, as far as I can tell, four songs. But each one of those songs is awesome. Among those four songs, Test of Love and Sex is maybe the best of all. It came out in the late 90s in the middle of the new wave explosion, and it sounds very Devo-esque. It could be a pastiche. I don't know if it's making fun of New Wave, but I love this song because it is the most detached love song ever. I'm not sure if it's about robots falling in love and having sex, or if it's like the human race in the future having been so disenfranchised that now they have to fill out questionnaires in order to mate.
Problems by themselves are solved. Find some other girls and boys. I don't like you. I'm in love.
You mentioned college radio. Were you actively involved in college radio?
I was. In fact, that's where I first got the name Weird Al. That became my professional moniker because I played all sorts of strange things like this on the air. I was sort of the surrogate Dr. Demento for San Luis Obispo, California. So the name Weird Al seemed appropriate, and obviously it just kind of stuck.
Excited when I think I have a friend. Let's lose this train of thought. Let's take a grain of salt. I turn my TV on. I watch it till I'm strong. I watch it, do not blink. Tell you what I think. Hey. I don't like you. I'm in love. See? I feel nothing. Gonna be a
that was Fun with Animals, as selected by our guest, Weird Al. Well, what's the next song you got for us?
The next song is by another favorite of mine, Tony O'Kay. This song's called Funky Western Civilization. This song was from the album Life in the Food Chain. And I'm not sure what Tony O'Kay is doing these days, but in the late 70s and early 80s, he put out two or three really fantastic, bizarre albums. At that time, he was sort of a cross between Elvis Costello and Frank Zappa. He was angry and bitter and strange and random. And Funky Western Civilization, I guess you could almost call it a rap song because there's no real melody per se. He's just sort of like shouts the lyrics. And what I like about it is it's a dance song about the decline of Western civilization. Like he decides, you know, the world's coming to an end, but yeah, might as well dance. You know, why not? Let's enjoy the entropy of the universe.
You mentioned Dr. Demento. Talk a little bit about your relationship with him.
It's purely platonic. Those Polaroids mean nothing. Dr. Demento basically discovered me when I was a teenager. I mean, if he hadn't existed, my life would have taken a much, much different trajectory. I can't imagine anybody in the universe that would have given airplay to a 16-year-old kid recording things with an accordion in his bedroom onto a tiny cassette tape recorder. I really don't think anybody else would have given me a shot. But thank God for Dr. D. I mean, he played my stuff early on, and I built up a cult following through his show and gave me enough confidence to start banging on doors of record companies after I graduated from college, and luckily things worked out for me.
Why did you pick the accordion?
I didn't pick that. I think my parents made that life-altering decision for me when I was 6 years old. This sounds like a joke, but it's for real. A guy came around to our door offering music lessons, and he said, your kid can take accordion lessons or guitar lessons. And my parents, being the visionaries that they were, said, our little boy Alfred would love to take accordion lessons because when you play the accordion, you're a one-man band. You will never be lonely. You'll be the life of any party.
Well, you truly are.
And you know, I think if I was a kid playing guitar and sending a tape, Dr. Demento wouldn't have really thought it was a novelty. But here's a kid playing the accordion and thinking he's cool, and that really got his attention. Et avoir ton pain, tu peux te tirer de tous les coups.
That was Tony O'Kay with the funky Western Civilization as selected by our guest, Weird Al. Well, what's the next song you got for us?
The next song is the first single I ever bought with my own money, Classical Gas by Mason Williams. And I heard it for the first time on the Smothers Brothers show. At the time, they played what ostensibly was the first music video I had ever seen. They had taken a couple thousand images of the most famous art in the world, from everything from, you know, Renaissance artists to pop art, and they showed one frame of each piece, thousands of images back to back through the duration of the song, and Classical Gas was the soundtrack, and it was mesmerizing. I don't think that any network TV show would show it now because it would probably induce epileptic seizures, but it was fascinating to watch, and the music was great, and it just kind of stuck in my head, and it became my favorite song, and that was when I was 10 years old, and it's still one of my favorite songs. You know, I love instrumentals, and it seems a little odd for a person whose career is based around lyrics so much. And the 60s and 70s were kind of a golden age for rock instrumentals. At the end of the 70s, it got a little silly because they're doing disco versions of everything.
That was Mason Williams with Classical Gas, as selected by our guest, Weird Al. What's the next song you got for us?
This is a favorite from Spike Jones, who was one of my all-time heroes. Spike Jones was the king of comedy all through the middle part of the 20th century. Definitely one of my big inspirations. In fact, every polka medley I've ever done is basically a nod to Spike Jones. And this was a big hit for him during World War II, which you may have heard of.
I've heard of that, yes.
Was a big deal a while back. And it was, I think a cathartic experience for Americans because, you know, war is a serious business. But, you know, this was an opportunity for everybody, us as a country, as a nation, to give a raspberry to Hitler, which I think people enjoyed doing at the time. And it's still fun. I'll still give a raspberry to Hitler.
When Herr Goebbels says, we own the world in space, we heil, heil.
Talking about Spike Jones, Der Fuhrer's Face, that's actually technically a parody song because it's parodying, I guess, the Nazi anthem.
Yeah, and people sometimes denigrate, you know, music when it's comical. They think, oh, it's a comedy band, like, and the implication being how good could they be? But the thing is, they have to have the chops on top of the comedy. I mean, you know, even though Spike Jones was gargling and doing the gunshots and the bulb horns, they were spot on. They didn't miss a mark. And, you know, you have to really know what you're doing to pull that off and add comedy to it.
When the Führer says, he is the master race, we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face.
That was Spike Jones with Der Fuhrer's Face, as selected by our guest Weird Al. Well, talking about sort of serious songs, the next song you have is somewhat of a little more serious tone. It's from Ben Folds.
The Luckiest. This is from his Rock in the Suburbs album. And it's just straight up, I think, the best love song ever written. At least, you know, it's had the most dramatic effect on me. The first several times I heard this song, it just destroyed me. And it's hard to articulate why or what it is about the lyrics in the song that strike, you know, such a resonant chord for me. But I think he just really kind of got the imagery about what it's like to find your soulmate, what it's like to find the love of your life, and the whole true love thing. I mean, and that's hard to really describe without sounding mawkish or banal. But he kind of did it. I mean, I got chills the first several times I heard the song.
Now I see it every day, and I know that I am.
That was Ben Folds with The Luckiest, selected by our guest, Weird Al. Well, Al, I want to thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure. This is fun.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
What if I'd been born 50 years